This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Jay Croucher joins us in 20 minutes from NBC Sports. His thoughts on the Cowboys and Eagles, his thoughts on Week 1, and his award bets as well for this NFL season. 40 minutes from now, it's all our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys. Side, total, Femi's Island, and thy royal prop king. We'll get to Survivor coming up in a few moments, Survivor picks. We will get to our Major League Baseball and WNBA bets as well this segment. But for right now, Femi, update us, please. Where are we at side and total for the Eagles and the Cowboys in the season opener? A little over 2 hours from right now.
Yeah, absolutely fired up. And it looks like we're going to have a little bit of weather in the game as well. It sounds like it's going to be raining starting in about 20 minutes in the Philadelphia area, and then probably about 30% chance of rain throughout the game, kicking off at 8:20 Eastern time. But right now, the Eagles are still an 8-point favorite at most sports books. BetMGM has an 8.5. So if you like the Dallas Cowboys, you know how to go do it. Make it legendary. Do it at BetMGM. The total, however, that has gone up now everywhere across the market. This was 48 as a consensus number. BetMGM has been kind of hanging out on the high side throughout the day at 48.5. Well, now everyone else has caught up to BetMGM. 48.5 is the consensus number across the board as people continue to bet the over. I agree with that. We've talked about that going back 2 months now when we discussed this game, and also all throughout the course of this week. The over has been getting bet, and the side, we're still hanging out at 8, and it looks like a lot of the 8.5s are starting to get bet a little bit as well. So if there's an 8.5 out there, I would try to grab that, but if you like the Dallas Cowboys at least. But right now, it's just been the total, and that's getting bet to the over.
Okay, we will finalize our bets coming up at the end of the show for the Eagles and the Cowboys. Last year, we did Survivor. We did not survive. We were like the person in the horror movie that gets killed like 15 minutes in. We didn't make it that long. We got bounced in week two because Tyler and Femi wanted to take the Lions against the Buccaneers. I also want to take the Giants against the Commanders. They lost too, so we would have been out either way. So we didn't even make it 2 weeks last year in Survivor. Let's try and make it 1 week in Survivor here. So Femi, Tyler, and I are splitting an entry at a big... I actually thought we won't mention the sports book. You can figure it out. A big sports book in Las Vegas. BetMGM doesn't offer Survivor, or we'd be playing it there. So we are in one of the big Survivor pools. And Femi, I think the Eagles are going to win tonight, but we will not be taking the Eagles for what reason? Just in case people out there are wondering.
Yeah, the Survivor pool that we're in, there's going to be a lot of entries. Right now, I believe they're up to like 16,000 entries. They're expecting to get to 20,000 by the deadline on Saturday. And what's cool about it is that it's a big pool, but then also because it's a big pool, there's little hurdles along the way, particularly around the holidays. So Thanksgiving and Black Friday is its own week, and then Christmas, it's its own week as well. So instead of the 18 weeks that you have to survive, you have to survive 20 weeks. And of course, if you don't know Survivor, it's pretty simple. You pick an outright winner each and every week, but the caveat is you cannot use them later on in the season. So that's how you have to kind of think about this, and that's how we're going to be thinking about it. So I think in most people's Survivor pools, yeah, Philadelphia is a great option. But in our Survivor pool, Philadelphia plays Black Friday when they host the Chicago Bears. You might want to have that bullet in the chamber if you're so fortunate to make it to Black Friday. So that's how we'll be thinking about this. Of course, Kansas City plays on both the Thanksgiving and Christmas, as do the Dallas Cowboys. So there's some teams that we kind of want to maybe save and keep in the holster. While there's some other teams we want to go ahead and get rid of. So that's the difference between our Survivor pool and most other Survivor.
So Tyler, Femi, and myself will be splitting an entry. Tyler, yes. Put your video on and
Does
get ready for this conversation here.
I mean, we could bring any other people in.
You know? Honestly, like three's kind of company here. I think we want to cut this off at three.
Yeah, or at least an odd number, so you can always have like a vote. You want to have a split hung jury. Yeah.
What would be, Femi, your number one pick in Survivor this weekend? So we're going to avoid the Eagles tonight. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I'd rather save Kansas City, obviously, than a game in Brazil against Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. So we'll and I don't think we want to take a team on Monday night with the Bears and the Vikings and a 1.5 point spread.
No.
So we're going to go to Sunday. What was your number one draft pick as far as the Survivor goes this weekend?
I've gone back and forth with this one, but I think I've settled on one that's pretty, pretty good. I like the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's the number one pick for me with Survivor. They're a 3.5 point favorite. It makes your heart beat a little bit, but hey, like we did this last year. We went with Tampa against Jaden Daniels. They were a 3.5 point favorite. They got home for us relatively easily. I think Jacksonville's offense is going to work the Carolina defense. Now, the Jacksonville defense is an issue as well, but just thinking about the game theory of it all with thousands and thousands of entries, I think we're going to want to save some of these bigger favorites. And yes, we might lose week one and it's not going to be anything, but like if you take Denver, hey, if Denver were to ever lose, we're all out together. I think you kind of want to be a little bit divergent when the pool is as big as it is. So for me, it's Jacksonville as the number one pick.
I do like Jacksonville. I think Denver's going to win, man. It's Cam Ward making his first start at altitude with a terrible receiving group. I don't know if Denver's like 100% to win, but man. Tyler, your first pick would be what this weekend? Because it'll be the three of us entering.
Yeah, so I like Cam Ward. I think he's going to play great this season. I agree with you. I like Denver as the first pick. Some Survivor pools that I'm in, two of them, I went a little wild, took the Falcons at home against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want to get real crazy. Yeah, but Denver was, to my opinion, was easily the first pick.
Easily?
Yes.
Ooh.
I think it's Denver also.
I mean, are we going to play like cowards or are we going to play to win? That's my thing. Like, I feel like Denver's the coward route. Like, yeah, you get the free square to go to week two, but then now everyone goes to week two as well with you. The point is,
the point is that you have to survive, though.
The point is to win. And you have to beat other people.
But you have to survive to win.
But Denver's not the only team that's going to win in week one.
The most likely team to win in week one, right?
Well,
isn't that the point?
Well, I guess either them or Philadelphia. But like, don't you think it would be valuable if Denver is as good as we all think? Well, it's not. I don't think, but like as most people think they are, that's very valuable to have Denver down the road when no one else can take Denver. And there's going to be weeks where it's like, oh man, I wish I had Denver. Guess what? We got Denver, and we can use Denver that week as opposed to using them during the week when like 60% of the pool is going to be picking Denver.
Tyler,
I mean, I get it. I'm okay with playing like cowards week one. I don't know if you guys are. I'm all for being a coward early.
Femi, talk us into it.
I really think Jacksonville, there's not going to be that many other great spots to use them, at least right now early on. And also, too, the big thing with me with Survivor, like, yes, the point spread is big, but we also don't really know what these teams are. We see big point spreads lose all the time. Last year, we just saw a 7.5-point favorite in Cincinnati lose as well. Like, we've seen this happen. Like, Indianapolis with Phillip Rivers on the road at Jacksonville. There were 7-point favorites. They lost outright. So just because the point spread is big and we think we have an educated guess, at the end of the day, it's still a guess. So I don't want to guess with the masses. I'd rather guess going out on the sword and being a little bit more bold with our selection, because if we're right and Jacksonville wins, great. We got Denver in the holster and other people don't. That's leg up us as opposed to them, who's then scrambling later on down the line.
I think Femi talked me into it.
Same.
We're on Jacksonville?
I'm telling you, we got the game theory says Jacksonville. And yes, we could be like bleep out of luck, but like this is the way to win. I get it. Like, we want to survive to week two, but week two, you don't win. you keep moving on.
And I do like the Jaguars. Like, I like Jacksonville.
I'm in on the Jaguars. Yeah, we all like Jacksonville. Let's roll the dice. And if we lose, hey, it's unfortunate. But if we win,
if we lose, I don't know. Like, can we?
Play this on loop.
No, like, but like, it's your fault.
Yeah, I'll put my hand up. I will take the blame if we lose.
Tyler, do you want to?
I will tap the chest.
Tyler, speak now or forever hold your peace.
No, I like Jacksonville. I mean, I think they're going to shred Carolina. And my other ones, I'll take the Falcons. I'm cool with it. I don't need to take Denver. I like Cam Ward. I could see wild things happening in that game. But to me, that was the easiest Survivor pick to make. So, but if Femi wants to take Jacksonville, I'm with it. And if you like him too, I'll take it. I'm in.
And also, too, if we're fortunate enough to ever get to Christmas, and if we were, it's the only thing we'd ever talk about on the show, by the way. But if we're fortunate enough to make it to Christmas, Denver does play on Christmas. Like, let's just say all of a sudden Mahomes is hurt, and you might want Denver. Like, you know, like, these things can pop up. So just as like a last cherry on top, Denver has some holiday considerations as well.
Who do the Broncos play on Christmas?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, then what are you talking about, dude?
That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, okay, like, we see injuries happen all the time, don't we?
But like, that's the scenario you've constructed? Is like, if Mahomes could get hurt?
I mean, if he does, we have a big leg up, don't we?
Okay, but what if he...
What if he doesn't?
What if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt in the first play of the game on Sunday?
What if that happens?
No, because I'm actually right. Because if we use Denver now, guess what? 0% chance of using them then. It's not 0% that Mahomes could get hurt. So, yeah, I'm actually right. If that happens, while unlikely, we would at least be able to take advantage of it, as opposed to being like, oh, we use them in week one. Got to cross that game off.
Great,
like,
great. So we're at the 0.001% chance versus the 0% chance. I love it. Like, yeah, what?
It is. Is it not?
All right.
Welcome to math.
That's a great math lesson there. So I'm in on Jacksonville. So we're Jacksonville could be our survivor pick. Okay.
Let's
clear the baseball bets and the WNBA bets. Jake, do you have the dope ass beat, please, to drop here? And please do so when you have it. All right. Max, please toss up the boards here. Yankees Astros tonight, Femi, in Houston, headlining the Major League Baseball slate. What do you got for tonight in Major League Baseball, a truncated Thursday card?
Yeah, a couple first five plays for me. How about this Dodgers Pirates game that's about to get underway in about 20 minutes? Over there in the Steel City. I'm going to go with the first five over three. This is a contrarian play because we have Blake Snell versus Paul Skeens. Over in the first five does not sound great, as Blake Snell's a former Cy Young winner. Paul Skeens is probably going to win the NL Cy Young, but Blake Snell can be volatile at times. And every now and then we get one of those Paul Skeens starts that's like, you know, he wasn't as sharp. And the Dodgers lineup definitely has the potential to at least get to Paul Skeens. So I'm going to go over three. I don't think anything should ever be three when we're talking about the first five. So over three minus 120. And I'm also going to play the Guardians first five against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa's flying high. They've won six straight. They're only 2.5 back in the AL wildcard race. Like, does it make you feel good? No. but let's fade this team with an unlucky Logan Allen on the mound. And also Ryan Pepiot, I don't think should be this big of a favorite. So plus 145, Guardians, first five, money line, and then the first five over three between the Dodgers and the Pirates.
All right, Femi's baseball bets for tonight. Femi, what about the WNBA, a three-pack of games? And I was told that you have a couple of WNBA bets for us tonight.
One WNBA bet for me tonight, but it's a biggie. How about this game? Minnesota Lynx at the Las Vegas Aces.
How about
the MVP showdown? Nafisa Collier, Asia Wilson. Last
Vegas
time
game
these
of the
two
night.
Teams played, I mean, some might say it is based on the bets that have been placed. So some might say it is. But last time these teams played, the Aces lost by 53 points, but that was also the game where Collier hurt her ankle, which kind of kicked off this MVP race and the betting market going a little bit crazy. The Aces, they haven't lost since losing by 53 to Minnesota. And most importantly for the Aces, Asia Wilson has that look. She is the best player in the league, and she's been playing like it as they've won 12 straight. I think they extend their win streak to 13 tonight. I think there's more conversations about this WNBA MVP after what happens tonight. So give me the Aces on the money line at plus 120.
All right. Anything else for tonight, or we're gonna lock into football now?
Foosball. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it. We're not gonna do it here. We're gonna save it for the end of the show. And just anything else happening in terms of the side and total market, because we're getting to the nitty gritty here.
I just see 8.5 at a couple of sports books. So a domestic one went to 8.5, joining BetMGM, and there's also one here locally in Las Vegas. But 8 is still our consensus number, and then the total. That's 48.5 everywhere. Like, I don't see a 48 on the market. So this bad boy's going to keep going up.
I think it's so interesting that the Saquon number came down a couple yards, the rushing yards over, and is 95.5. And I said at the start of the show, like, I understand this is going to be the most popular bet of the night, Saquon over rushing yards against the Cowboys defense that just traded Micah Parsons. And people want to fade the public, and people don't like to make bets that everyone else is making. Sometimes everybody just wins. I think this will be one of those times. We'll finalize our bets 25 minutes from now for the Eagles and the Cowboys. But on the other side, we turn our attention to NBC Sports betting analyst, our good friend Jay Croucher, talking week one and award bets for the upcoming NFL season here on You Better You Bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight for the Eagles and the Cowboys coming up 20 minutes from now. Side, total, Femi's Island, thy royal prop king. But joining us right now on the show, I gotta be honest, great betting analyst, fantastic betting analyst. I think I like him more as a person. That's a tremendous compliment. He's not only a great guy, massive sports fan, not just like some, you meet some bettors, they don't even like sports. Jay is a massive sports fan, and last week he was supposed to come on at 6:20. I never forget things like this. He's supposed to come on at 6:20. Micah Parsons gets traded at 5 o'clock. At 5:20, Jay Croucher joins us on You Better You Bet, because he is a true professional. On Twitter, at CroucherJD, NBC Sports Betting Analyst, Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, Connor Rogers and company. And his hair's looking good today, man. Welcome back to the show, buddy. Happy football season.
Happy football season, guys. Thank you, Nick. That was a lovely intro. Usually it's the other way. Usually people are like, really good, better, could improve as a person. But I'm glad that you feel that the roles are reversed. And yeah, I did get a haircut. Told them to leave a little bit more on top this time. And I'm happy with the outcome.
I think the hair looks good. We absolutely love that. Before we get to awards bets, let's clear tonight. How are you betting the season opener, Jay, tonight with the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Yeah, so I'd say my strongest opinion about this game, and really a macro thing for the Eagles this season, is I just don't think they're going to run the ball as much as they did last year, because they basically can't run any more than they did last year. They were effectively bottom of the league in terms of pass rate over expectation. Saquon Barkley, regular season and postseason combined, had north of 480 touches. He's going to turn 29 this season. I just don't think that can be replicated. And also, I just don't think when you have Jalen Hurts at quarterback, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith at receiver, I just don't think you need to run the ball that much. So I think that the Eagles are going to throw the ball more. I think that's going to be a balance in between, say, 2024 and 2023, when AJ Brown was sniffing 1,500 receiving yards and Jalen Hurts at midseason was the MVP favorite. So I think they're going to throw the ball more. I think that AJ Brown, who's set in the low 70, 71 and a half receiving yards, I think he will go over. I think that Dallas are going to use your favorite term, Nick, I think they're going to over-index on stopping the run, much like the Chiefs did in the Super Bowl, which is going to create a lot of explosive opportunities for the Philly receivers against a couple of corners who don't mind giving up big plays. So I think there's going to be explosive gains for Hurts in the pass game. I think AJ Brown is going to be the big beneficiary.
Jay, what other week one games do you like? I mean, now we're really, like, we've been talking about these games for so long. Schedule came out in May. We've been analyzing this stuff all throughout training camp. Now we're finally here. Like, what do you like on Sunday slate or even tomorrow? We have the game in Brazil between KC and LA.
Yeah, I think that the KC Chargers line is fair now that it's Chiefs -3, pushing even towards 3.5. I think that it getting to 3 and then pushing the other side, that makes sense, as opposed to the 2, 2.5 it was sitting at for most of the preseason. I think what is going to happen in that game is that the Chiefs are going to go out of their way to try and create explosive plays, because that is what the knock on them was really for the past two seasons. It's been the big focus in the preseason, what they've constantly talked about, and they were trying to generate explosives to some success in the preseason when Mahomes was out there. The Chargers as well are not afraid of giving up some deep passes. I don't think they have the strongest secondary or cornerback room. I think that Hollywood Brown in year two of Xavier Worthy, that even without Rashee Rice, I think that this receiver room looks better than it did last year. So I think that Mahomes is going to look more like the 2022 version of himself than the past 2 years. In terms of the broader slate, my favorite bet on the board in terms of sides is Seattle at home as an underdog at +2.5. I think that Seattle could realistically be a top 3-4 defense in the league. They were close to that in the second half of the season. Brock Purdy has had his struggles against Mike McDonald's defenses in the past. I also think that this Seattle offense is going to be better than people expect. I think most people look at the Seattle team like, yeah, good defense, but offense, Sam Darnold with the worst supporting cast is going to be a bottom 10 offense. I think that they can be competent to even good in Clint Kubiak's scheme. Some really encouraging numbers, in even though it's preseason, some encouraging numbers in terms of the yards that they're creating before contact. Gray Zabel looks like a monster at guard, their first round pick. A couple of talented running backs in Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. And I think that Cooper Kupp still has a little something to give. People, I think, have written off Cooper Kupp entirely. He had some great games last year. He was awesome against the Bills towards the end of the season, and he seems to be healthy at the moment. So I think that Seattle win in week one at home against the Niners.
And you didn't even mention Torrey Horton, the best wide receiver on the Seahawks, going to have a big game. Obviously, JSN is pretty good as well. And for people that I know, you know this, like Mike McDonald stole, like basically took MVP from Brock Purdy a couple years ago on Christmas in that Ravens 49ers game and won the MVP for Lamar Jackson. Can I hit you with like one or two other big games in week one, get your thoughts, and then we want to talk some awards?
Sure.
Packers 2.5 against the Lions, 47.5 the total on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, little surprise that the market is so bullish on the Packers in this specific matchup. I think that once we get to week 8, week 9, I do think the Packers will be the best team in the NFC North, but it's not a great time for them at the moment between Jordan Love still coming off the left thumb surgery and that impacting his ability to hand off. Just the receiver room is so banged up. Jaden Reed looks like he's maybe available to play, but he's going to be banged up for that one. Still no Christian Watson, naturally. Matthew Golden's first game in the NFL. And Micah Parsons is not going to be, I don't think he's going to be fully ramped up at the full 100% capacity of Micah Parsons. The Lions just coming in with a bit more health, bit more continuity, even though I think that it might be a different story later in the season. For now, the market is saying that the Packers in their current state are a better team on neutral than Detroit. Can't quite get there. So Detroit would be the side for me. And it's going to be a tough turnaround as well because the Packers play the Commanders on Thursday night after this one. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers start off 0-2 and then end up winning the division and coming home like a steam train. I think it's really helpful for Green Bay that they have the bye after week 4 and that they have this extended layoff between weeks 2 and 3 to get right before Cleveland. So I think it might be a bit of a choppy start for the Packers, but ultimately very high on them overall. But I think this might be a tough week one.
You bet on this Thursday. NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher is our guest. His hair looks great. On Twitter at CroucherJD. Nice segue there, talking about the Commanders, who will play the Packers on Thursday Night Football in Week 2 at Lambeau. They host my New York Football Giants this week, and you know, we talked a lot about this game this offseason, Jay, and it was one thing when this number was 7, and Femi and I were both like, hey, like kind of like the Giants at this number. Both of us kind of feel like maybe the Giants are the trendy dog of the week that maybe like Old Yeller brought out behind Shotgun, you know, that whole deal, that old rigmarole with the woodshed and the Shotgun. Where do you stand? Commies currently a 6-point favorite. Andrew Thomas did not practice today for Big Blue.
Yeah, it's not ideal if Andrew Thomas isn't going to be able to suit up. I think this is, in a way, the most interesting line of the week, because if this is actually going to close Giants plus 6, it's even pushing towards plus 5.5 some spots, then that is incompatible with a lot of their futures prices. Like if the Giants are actually going to close plus 6, plus 5.5 in Washington against Jaden Daniels, then they can't be like plus 650 to make the playoffs, and their win total can't be, you know, 5.5. The market is viewing them as a better team than that. I tend to think that the plus 6, plus 5.5 is a little too bullish on the Giants, and that this should be more in the 6.5, even pushing towards 7 range. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what this revamped Washington O-line looks like with Laramie Tunsil going up against what could be the best defensive line in football. I think the Giants' defense is going to be very good overall, but I think it's going to be a little bit boom or bust, where if the pass rush doesn't get home, it's going to be Deontay Banks Island, which has been a resort where everyone gets to swim and eat for free and do whatever they want, basically. Paulson Adebo does help there, though. But yeah, we'll see with the Giants. If Thomas doesn't go, then I would lean Commanders at the price.
But Cordell Flat Island's not maybe not bad either. Just want to throw that out there. Last week one game, and then we'll do some award stuff. We need to talk to you about the Bills and the Ravens. You work for NBC, obviously. That'll be Sunday Night Football. Your guy, Drew Dinsick, came on the show yesterday. It's just a tour de force performance from Hawaii. I think he was on Adderall. He was great. He loves the Ravens. Femi loves the Ravens. I love the Ravens. What say you?
Yeah, I think speaking of kind of all-you-can-eat resort type affairs, it almost feels like being overserved week one, Sunday Night Football, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen straight away. I almost wanted to build into this one, but certainly we'll take it on NBC. It is a massive matchup. I lean Ravens as well, which is not super exciting or differentiated, but I do think that this specific matchup.
You lean Ravens or you bet the Ravens? Is this like something you really like or no?
No, I don't, because I do think there is some uncertainty, and we'll see what the Bills look like with, you know, kind of a new pass-catching core in terms of Josh Palmer being there, in terms of Keon Coleman being in year two, Dalton Kincaid healthier. I do think the Bills' offense has upside to be even better than it was last year. Just worry about the defense. And also, I think there are some better ways to bet on the Ravens. Like, if you think that the Ravens are going to destroy the Bills, then go bet Lamar Jackson to an MVP, because his price is going to shorten rapidly if they do win this game, and he puts a huge dent in Josh Allen's candidacy and secures the tiebreak over him in week one straight away, because the best thing that Allen has going for him is a soft schedule on the path to the one seed, which will get severely hurt if he does lose to Baltimore here. I think that when we think about this matchup, I think people focus a bit too much on the playoff game and not so much on the regular season game, where the Ravens won 35-10 last year. And yet the playoff game was more recent, but there were three turnovers in that matchup, and all of them were from Baltimore's side. I think if you just even that out, if Mark Andrews doesn't drop that pass, if DeMar Hamlin, my man, doesn't feature in a ridiculous fumble return that changed the game earlier on, I do think on balance of play that the Ravens, if you play that game 10 times, I think the Ravens win six of them. And that was on the road, where they will be on Sunday night. But I think the Ravens are just the better team. I think they're more complete. And the other thing too, which I do think is material, and I may have mentioned this before, but week one last year, Lamar Jackson played Kansas City, who had just beaten him in the AFC title game the year before. And I've never seen him put his body on the line as much as he did in that game. He played it like it was a Super Bowl in week one. And I suspect that he may bring a similar mindset against Buffalo. And that's not so much that, oh, Lamar Jackson really wants to win. It's more that Lamar Jackson is going to run the ball when he has rushing lanes, and he is going to not hold back whatsoever in that regard. And that increases, I think, the ceiling of the Ravens offense in a one-game scenario. So Ravens for me at pick.
3.5 minutes to go. I want to hit you with three things, a minute for each answer. Give us an off-the-beaten-path bet you have made in Coach of the Year.
Okay, so I'll give you two, Nick. So two bets. One, I think that if the New York Jets, if they make the playoffs, which has been hovering in the 5-1, 6-1 type of range, I think Aaron Glenn will just win Coach of the Year. And he's in the 15-16-1 type of range for Coach of the Year. I think that just the story of they haven't made the playoffs since 2010, their playoff drought is more than two times bigger than any other team's playoff drought. Justin Fields is going to steal no credit from him. And a big thing with Coach of the Year is just, does your superstar quarterback steal credit from the coach? Because then voters don't know where to assign credit. Now, the voters will know where to assign credit if the Jets make the playoffs. It's probably not going to be Justin Fields. It's probably going to be Aaron Glenn, former Jets player. If the team is good, it's going to be on the back of their defense, which is his side of the ball. So I think that that is the best Coach of the Year bet. The other one, and it's dirty, and I hate it, but I think it just, I just think it's value. If the Saints make the playoffs, then Kellen Moore, who's in the 30-1 range, which implies that Kellen Moore is like less than a 1-in-3 chance to win Coach of the Year if the Saints make the playoffs. I think that's wrong. I think that he is more like closer to a coin flip to win Coach of the Year and should be more in the 20-1 range. I understand the Saints are probably not going to make the playoffs, but they have the second easiest schedule in football, and it's the NFL and weird stuff happens, and they have kind of two lottery tickets at quarterback. Maybe one of them can be competent, and the rest of the roster, it's not great, but it's not bad either. So those would be my two bets there, Nick.
There's a really funny joke I want to make. I don't know if it's appropriate in this climate, if the Saints are good. .. I won't say it. You had something crazy in Offensive Rookie of the Year. What is it here? 1 minute.
Yeah, so my Offensive Rookie of the Year bet, which has been much maligned, but I don't care. Screw everyone.
I love
this
it.
Is fine. Yeah, I'm glad you do. It's Josh Simmons at 125-1, the first round left tackle for the Chiefs. And I get that no offensive tackle, no lineman has ever won this award. No lineman's ever come close to sniffing this award. I think Rashawn Slater was like a second team All-Pro. He didn't come close to even beating Mac Jones, let alone Ja'Marr Chase. Here's the thing though. No lineman has ever been responsible for fixing the greatest quarterback in the history of the league. And it was such a seminal moment, Patrick Mahomes getting absolutely eviscerated and beaten up in that Super Bowl by the Eagles, no one able to block Josh Sweat, where if Mahomes gets back to MVP level, which is like only a 6-1, 7-1 type scenario, and he could be back at that level and not win the award too, if they get back to being an explosive offense, and it's on the back of better protection, and Josh Simmons is playing at a Pro Bowl level, then I think that case could absolutely be made that Josh Simmons has been the most impactful, the most important offensive rookie of the year. And I think it's just something that could really gather steam. And if it creates the presumption of, oh, Josh Simmons is the guy, Josh Simmons has been the most impactful. Yeah, we all think that Josh Simmons has been the most impactful. He is the guy who has most increased any team's chances of winning the Super Bowl. Are we really going to vote for like, oh yeah, Mecca Egbuka had like 1,050 receiving yards? I don't know. So I think that 125-1, I think there's a lot of upside in Simmons.
I said about a month ago, I think he might be the most important player of the entire NFL season. Great about the last pick in the first round of the NFL draft. Jay, you're the best on Twitter at Croucher JD. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas. Good luck.
And his hair looks great. On the other side, all our bets for tonight for the NFL season opener.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, it's almost time for all our bets for tonight with the Eagles and the Cowboys. But first, we got some thank yous to dole out for this tremendous Football Thursday edition of the show. Two tremendous guests, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish and our good friend NBC Sports betting analyst, the one, the only Jay Croucher, who bet Josh Simmons to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And if you think that's crazy, maybe you're right. Jay is one of the best awards bettors on the planet. So you can think he's crazy. You should not discount what he says, even if you think he's nuts, because he is one of the best in the business when it comes to betting awards. So thanks to our two guests. If you missed any of the Wagertainment on today's show, just search You Bet where you find your podcast. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, whatever. Just search You Bet where you find your podcast. Subscribe, leave a 5-star review. It's that time of year. Subscribe to You Better, You Bet. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Tactical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our associate producer, Addie Bates. And our video producer, Max Sheedy. Coming up after us is a 4-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the one, the only, the meteorologist himself, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Thursday. Hola, amigo. Happy Tequila Thursday. Before we get to the bets, you actually have a meteorology degree. So that is not a rib. We do this on the show all the time when there's weather. There is rain right now in Philadelphia. Are we expecting the rain and the weather to impact tonight's game for prop betting, side, total, etc.?
Hola, amigos! And yes, let me put my Jim Cantore hat on for a minute. Philadelphia is absolutely getting rocked right now. If you're in the city of brotherly shove, your weather rock is certainly getting wet. Some rather prolific rains impacting that area at the current moment in time, but it should move out of the greater Philadelphia metropolitan area here by kickoff. And, according to the latest hourly forecast that I have checked and reading through some of the meteorological slang that's out there on NOAA or the National Weather Service website, there could be some spotty shower activity that could impact in-game, but nothing that's going to be too detrimental, to say the least. These guys aren't witches, folks. They aren't going to melt. Play all your dudes with supreme confidence in fantasy and continue to support all your dudes in various betting markets.
All right, absolutely love it. Brad, speaking of the dudes in various betting markets, 30 seconds here, hard 30 seconds. Your favorite prop bet for tonight is what and why?
Dak Prescott. I took it for 38-plus pass attempts at a plus 110 juice. Little baby seduced by the juice there, gentlemen. He did this in 4 of 8 games last year before the hamstring tear, and I think he is going to be laddering up the old arm, to say the least. I expect Alice at some point to play from behind this game. I know we've seen the spread cascade, and it's getting ever so close to maybe -7 for Philadelphia by kickoff, but I do believe that Dallas is going to have to dig out of a hole. Dak did this in 4 of 8 games again last year. And again, he is going to have to turn the air early and often against his Philadelphia defense if they want to hang and hang tough against her intra-divisional rival. So again, Dak Prescott, 38-plus pass attempts, plus 110. I'm all in.
Brad, have a great show tonight. BetMGM Tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday.
CeeDee Lamb, 7-plus catches, plus 110. I'm out!
This is Brad Evans joining us on the show. You know it's football season. Both Brad and I are working tomorrow. All right. Well, let's waste no more time. Let's get to it. Jake, let's redrop, please, the dope-ass beat. All right, everybody. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You're going to get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. How great is that? Make it legendary. With BetMGM, download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Side and total for the NFL season opener, Femi, as it stands right now at BetMGM. The Eagles, an 8-point home favorite against the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys. Total in the game, 48, and it feels like there's only one, like Mazi Smith's inactive for the Cowboys. He's so bad. Nothing else that's really noteworthy here, right, from an injury perspective. Diggs is in, Landon Dickerson's in, Tyler Guyton is in. We knew that all yesterday. So everyone's playing that we thought was going to play yesterday. How are you betting side in total here, Eagles and Cowboys?
Yeah, and important to note, the total has gone down to the under. Like, this was 48.5 about 40 minutes ago. Now 48, I think a lot of people seeing the rain. But as Brad said, it's not going to play a factor into this game. So it gives us an opportunity to bet over 48, which is what I love in tonight's game. I think the Eagles' offense is going to absolutely cook. They can name their number with tonight's game. There are so many advantages that they have against this Cowboys defense that is makeshift after trading Micah Parsons last week. I like the Eagles' offense. And then in chase mode, I think the Cowboys' offense, with their effective passing game, as long as they can protect, this game goes over because they can take advantage of that Eagles secondary. No bets for me on the side. Just love the over 48.
I'm on the over also. Brad made me feel a lot better about it with him saying that he doesn't think the rain's going to be a huge factor. Also, like with rain and snow, like wind is what's going to screw up a passing attack.
Yep. Yeah, it's
that was my fault. I refreshed my screen accidentally. That was a fat finger there. As I'm going to NFLweather.com. Oh, wow. Now we're really back. First time loading this up. 7 mile per hour winds. Like, rain is not... Rain hurts a defense. Offense knows where it's going. Defense doesn't. That helps the offense when it knows where it's going on a certain play. So I'm on the over of the game. Also, if you made me bet the side, I'd lay it with the Philadelphia Eagles. I would not take the points with the Cowboys. I'm a little scared that Dak could throw them back into it at the end of the game, but I do think the Eagles win. If you made me pick, I think they win by double digits, but Fami, you and I will ride together on the over for tonight's game with Philadelphia and Dallas. And with that, let's get some first touchdown scores for tonight. For the first time this season, we get tropical.
Oh, yeah.
And we take a visit to Femi's Island.
It's been 207 days, man, since the Super Bowl. After a long hiatus, I spent time in Minnesota, in Seattle, in San Francisco, and most recently in Cabo San Lucas. But we've returned to celebrate the start of the NFL season to the island. So let's get to it. First TD score for the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. Shotty's secret weapon is what they're calling him. Kavante Turpin. Expect to see him in the run game, in the pass game, in the return game. Kavante Turpin, first touchdown scorer, 50-1. How about that to celebrate on the island? And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the Birds, the defending champions, the Slim Reaper, he's coming for America's team. Has scored 6 touchdowns in 8 career games against the Cowboys. Devontae Smith, 12-1. Averaged a little over 6 targets in those 8 games against Dallas. So I like Kavante Turpin, 50-1. Devontae Smith, 12-1. And for the first time in the 2025 regular season, I'll see you on the island.
No, absolutely tremendous. Kavante Turpin and Devontae Smith, a tour de force as usual from Femi for Femi's Island first touchdown scores. I forgot how to do. I was like, I haven't done this in so long. The Prop King intro.
It's been a minute, right?
Okay. All right. It is now. Let me see if I got this right. I swear I haven't thought about it until the second. Okay. It is now time for the Prop King to descend down from his royal throne, to traipse across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, the morons, to fill thy royal coffers with coin. It is the Prop King's first appearance of the 2025 season.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
All right, this is really important. So we have a piece of news here that is going to impact bets we're going to make. Jaden Blue, Dallas's fifth-round rookie running back, is inactive for this game. So the Cowboys are going to have 2 traditional running backs in Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. I like Miles Sanders anytime touch. So here's my thought. So get these bets in now, right? Miles Sanders anytime touchdown and Hunter Lepke anytime touchdown. I gave these out earlier today on 670 The Score in Chicago. The thought process is that we think we've got this running back situation figured out in Dallas. They all stink or they're all unknown. And we've never seen Brian Schottenheimer coach a game before. We have no idea what the running back usage is going to be. No idea. Like, it could be Javonte Williams. Why can't it be Miles Sanders? Why can't it be Hunter Lepke to score a touchdown tonight? They just extended him, the fullback. He catches passes out of the backfield. He can run the ball as well. He's like a better version of Kyle Juszczyk. And Jaden Blue's inactive tonight, and Phil Maffa's on IR to start the year. So Dallas has 3 potential running backs, 2 traditional, and then a fullback. Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, and Hunter Lepke. Before the books figure it out, see if get these bets in. Miles Sanders, anytime touchdown. Hunter Lepke, anytime touchdown tonight for the Dallas Cowboys. And again, like I don't even know if this is still available right now. Let's see. Is this still up? Does the People Sportsbook still have this? That would be BetMGM, of course. Is Jaden Blue is still listed to score a touchdown tonight. Miles Sanders is plus 950, and Hunter Lepke's 25-1. Like, the bets don't have to win. These are not guaranteed winners. Just like, those prices are not bad if Jaden Blue's not going to play, right? If he's inactive for tonight's game. Okay, other bets. It's the most square bet of all time. I don't give a bleep. You don't have to bet it if you don't want to. You want to fade the public, go for it. I got news for you, buddy. Sometimes, everybody just wins. This ain't a Disney movie, right? With a Hollywood ending. Like, sometimes the bad guys win in life. Sometimes the public wins. Saquon Barkley, 95.5 rushing yards. That total needs to start with a 1. Saquon Barkley over rushing yards tonight, 95.5 at BetMGM. And then 2 last touchdown scorers. I like the Eagles in the game. You gotta like the Eagles in the game to make these bets. At the end of the game, if Philly's up. Yeah, Jay Croucher just saying that he thinks Philly is gonna have more of a balanced offensive attack this year. Saquon Barkley maybe not in the game. Save him after 500 touches nearly last year. If they're up late, Will Shipley, A.J. Dillon, last touchdown scorers. Dillon and Shipley. Because everyone thinks it's going to be Will Shipley, and maybe they're right. Could it be A.J. Dillon? Split it up. Last touchdown bets. Dillon and Shipley. Sanders anytime touchdown. Lepke under anytime touchdown. Saquon Barkley over rushing yards. And a partridge and a mother effing pear tree.
Mm-hmm.
That is it, right? Femi, great job on the show today. We'll be back tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Wishing everyone until then. Yeah, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get it tonight. NFL season opener.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.